Hello from the members of Royce City Methodist Church. Thank you for listening to this podcast. We hope you're blessed by this message today. You're invited to join us for worship anytime. You can learn more about our worship options, locations, and how to get plugged into the life of our church by visiting our website, roycitymethodist.life. Today, we hear from our senior pastor, Reverend Chris Everson. May God bless you as you listen to his word proclaimed.
So one of the things as a pastor, I love both Mother's Day and Father's Day, and I understand that one of them I have some experience that I could talk about, and it's not this one. Being a pastor, I've always had kind of a hesitation on Mother's Day sermons, because I don't think it's really my role as a male pastor to tell women how to be moms. I think I'm looking at one certain mom, I go, yeah, that's about right. Right, Jonelle? Yeah. Love you. So today, I wanted to share just a scripture, and then I'm going to invite three moms up so we can talk about their journey as a mom, because we understand that our faith is passed down to us. Every single one of us, we've had people who have passed down their faith to us, whether it be our own biological mothers, whether it be a mom who has lovingly put their arms around us and walked with us. I think of one name that pops out, Joanne Wobscott. She was my preschool Sunday school teacher growing up, and I always remember running into her classes, wait to see what Miss Joanne had to tell us that Sunday, because she always had those flannel graph things, that the little green board with the little things that she would stick up and everything. And I would love to hear her. I think about Helen Yonke, who was my confirmation teacher. And she was just this stern, older woman. I think she lived to be 100 years old. And she was teaching us when she was in her 80s. And she, her story of faith and how she passed that on to us was something that I will hold dear to my life from here until I pass on. So I wanted to give us this particular passage for us to think about as we hear our moms this morning. This is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Hear the word of the Lord. Paul writes to Timothy, I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I would invite up our three mothers today who have agreed to do this. Let's have OG Ihira Dube, Jeanette Jolly, and Kelly Glasscock. If y'all will come up here, that would be great. Let's thank them for spending and sharing their stories with us this morning. So have a seat. If you need to move those a little bit more, go ahead. Thank you, ladies. There were so many more that we were sitting there. The staff, we were thinking about who to have come forward. Are you going to make her really nervous doing this? He doesn't care. We could have picked several of you to do this, but you know what we wanted to do, we wanted to get a good representation of who we are as Royce City Methodist Church. And I think we have three fine ladies up here to do this for us today. So what I'm going to do, the first question wasn't a question that I asked you to think about because I didn't think you needed to do that. Say your name, just to be sure, and then how long you have been a part of Royce City Methodist Church.
Well, is it on?
Yeah.
I'm Jeanette Jolly, and I have been a member here for the last 13 years.
Okay.
I'm Ogechi Ihirin Dueme. I've been a member for the last, I believe, 13 years to 12, 13 years.
I'm Kelly Glasscock, and my husband and I have been members here just under a year, I believe.
Yes. But Kelly has been coming here for
a couple of years.
A few years.
Yeah.
A few years. So thank you. Just go ahead and we'll just pass on. We'll go ahead and start with Jeanette. So here's the first question for you. What is the best thing about being a mom, and what has been the hardest part?
Well, the best thing is they put this little helpless being in your arms at the birth, and you are just entranced with him or her, as my case was, and you watch them through all the stages of childhood, growing into their own little personalities and interests and talents, and you're just amazed when they become adults that you can really identify with, and you are just, they have so many talents, and you're just so proud your heart could burst for them. And then the hardest part is turning them loose.
Ochi?
The best part of being a mom is seeing my little ones' tiny seed. Now they are young adults. At times when I'm beside me, I say, really, are they really my kids or somebody's kids? So seeing them from a baby to adult is an amazing, is a thing to give glory to God for, letting me see their, from their first day to today. And the hardest thing about it is raising them by myself for the past 5 years now. At times, you know, when they think they're adult, I can do it by all by myself. And I'm thinking, who do you think you are? And they will look at me, Mom, I'm an adult. So let me be. And I look, you know, I'm still the head of the family. So give me that respect. So at times we'll go back and forth, but it is working so far.
Well, I've only been a mom for 2.5 months. So the hardest thing for me has definitely been all the change. A year ago today, I was in that pew, didn't even know I was pregnant. And now I have a 2-month-old. So a lot of change in 1 year. The best thing is definitely all the love that you feel when you first find out you're pregnant, feeling him move for the first time, and then when they put you on or put him on your belly, oh my goodness. And then all the love of your village that you have from your grandparents, his aunts and uncles, and our little niece, oh my gosh, she loves him like crazy. And that's so wonderful to see.
Okay, go ahead, give it to OG. OG, just I'll let you answer this one first. What is one thing that you have learned from your children?
At times it's being patient with them. At times it's so difficult for me to, you know, relax and know that I have to learn things from them. I want them to always listen to me, always do what I say, especially Faith. Faith will be, and Sean, Mommy, you don't listen. You don't listen. You always talk, talk, talk. So at times it's very difficult for me to be patient and listen to them. So I try to learn to be patient and listen so that they in return will listen to me too.
Okay, go ahead and give it to Kelly. Kelly, what have you learned from little David so far?
I have learned definitely just to take it all in. He just loves looking at all the little things, and even just walking outside and feeling the wind on his face and the smells and the birds and kind of just slowing down and taking it all in. So,
okay. Jeanette, how about you? What have you learned from your children?
Well, I'm just amazed at the young women they have become and the way they've raised their children. I think a lot of ways they were better mothers maybe than I was. They seemed to be so in charge, and I always was just kind of going with the flow, I think. But I've learned a lot by watching them become the young women that they are today.
I know in my personal life, having kids, I've always, when they were growing up, I always shook my head and apologized to my mom. I'm so sorry, Mom. If I would have just learned from you. Yeah, definitely.
So, Kelly, how has becoming a mother changed your perspective on God?
I feel like I now have a better understanding of the love that he has for us being a parent. And so that unconditional, unbelievable amount of love that I've never experienced it before, at, you know, being a first-time mom. And so that's definitely helped me understand the way that he loves me in that way.
Okay.
Seeing the kid growing up, so at times people say there is no God. That little seed that came in one time, a minute or a second, and then grew up to an adult, tells me there is God. So without God, none of us will be here. So that tells me that we have a true living God, seeing my children grow every day.
Thank you. And how did becoming a mother change your perspective on God?
Oh, my goodness. When they put that first baby in my arms, I thought, oh, God, you have to be there because I can't do this by myself. And it really increased my prayer life when another one came along very soon, less than a year later, and another one 3 years later. It's increased my faith.
Did you increase your faith?
Yes. Yeah. I know he's been there.
Yeah.
With me.
Jeanette, what is the best piece of advice about being a mom that you've ever received?
I don't remember that I've received verbal advice. The best advice I received was the example that my mother exhibited raising 10 of us. She was always calm, patient, kind, and loving, unless we weren't. And I just think that she was just had such deep faith. And she would say, when I was anxious about some little matter that didn't amount to a hill of beans, it'll all come out in the wash. That was just kind of her attitude. It was like, God'll, if you're doing your best, God will see to the rest. Okay. And that's kind of what that meant to me.
Ochi?
The best kind of advice that I've gotten is from my mom and from some of the mothers in the church. When my kids make me upset, I'll be so mad that my mom will be, don't do that. They are your children. Be patient. Remember, you were once like them. So I think then some of the things I have from my church family are, you are doing a good job. So I think so, but within me, I'm saying that I don't think so, I'm doing a good job. Wherever I go, the people usually tell me that my kids are well-behaved kids, but I usually say I don't believe that. So I guess at outside the house, they do really good, but inside the house, we'll fight.
Kelly, how about you?
The best advice I've gotten is definitely to enjoy each phase. Don't wish you could go back. Don't worry about what's coming next. Just enjoy them as they are right now. So.
Kelly, go ahead. We'll have you answer this next one. What does rest look like for you in a life that is constantly demanding?
Rest for me is going to bed at 8 o'clock with David. but also, I wake up about 30 minutes before he does, and I just sit outside on my front porch, read my little devotional, and just take that little bit of time to myself, and that helps me tackle the day and just get my head on straight for whatever is about to happen.
OJ, how about you?
Rest, at times, is difficult to have rest, especially when the boys decide to go party at night. So I have to be awake, looking at the time, when are they going to go, and looking at my phone to see, mommy, I've made it home. Mm-hmm. So when that time comes, then I'll be able to sleep. At times it's 3 hours sleep, I get up and then do my thing. And remember, I work night, so uh-huh. At times rest is difficult. But any little one I get, I appreciate God.
Well, my life is pretty calm and uncomplicated at this stage of my life. And rest for me is just a little quiet time on the patio in the evening, watching the birds and enjoying the flowers and talking to the dogs. And a good night's sleep, of course.
Yeah. All right. A couple more questions for you. When you feel overwhelmed, what is the truth of or scripture that you hold on to keep going? What scripture keeps you going, or what do you know about God that keeps you going?
It was in my mind a minute ago. Just a minute. All things work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
Amen.
And the end of that verse is, for I am persuaded that neither life nor death, nor angels or principalities, nor height nor depth, nor present and things past, if I can get through it, nor any other creature is able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I rest on that.
What did you have about you?
My best part of the Bible is Philippians 1:6, which says, he that started the good work in me will perfect it to the end. Whether my husband is still here, whether he's not here, raising the kids by myself, fighting day and night to make them who I want them and who God wants them to be, that God will see me through. That's my prayer for them, for myself.
So in the mornings when I read my little devotionals, it's actually for mothers, and I feel like every day it speaks to me what I need to hear that day. But this week it talked about little breath prayers, and so I've been doing that this week. So rather than, you know, saying a big long prayer, I just say it on my breath. And so I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I'll just say that throughout the day when I'm feeling overwhelmed or stressed or David's screaming his head off. And just sometimes I say it to him too. So.
All righty. Last questions, ladies. Kelly, how can Royce City Methodist Church better support you in the heavy lifting of parenting?
I think everyone here has been an answer to our prayers. Everyone is so incredibly patient with us and with David. I know he can be a little loud sometimes, and so I would just say continue being an answer to our prayers, and I know he's going to get a little bit more rambunctious, and I just appreciate everyone and everything that you all have done for us.
And have you seen the cute little outfit that David and Steve have on today? Look at there. Steve's ready to stand up. I'm going to show everybody. All right, Oji, how about you? How can our church family help support you in parenting?
My family church has been really supporting me in parenting my kids. My culture says that I'm not the only one that raised. It takes a village to raise a child. So when anybody sees my kids faith, my boys, that is doing what is not right, don't wait to say it's not my child. Be bold enough. They are your child. Be bold enough to tell them, hey, you stop that. I know if your mom sees you, they won't be happy. And God sees you, he himself will not be happy. So it takes every one of us to raise all the kids, the little ones we'll see here. Don't wait for, you know, to go tell the parents. Usually when we do something wrong, the teachers whip us. When you go home, your mom whip you too. Yeah, that's the way it is. So when you all see my kids that are doing what is not right, please feel free. I don't mean giving them a knock on the head. It's acceptable. Tell them not to do it. So when they do that, and prayers too. Do, you know, prayers too. And I have to say that a lot of the mothers really supported my kids, from Teddy, Quincy, and Sean, their first day of going back to colleges. They got big basket of, you know, gifts to start them off with their first colleges. So that appreciated it so much. My family church has been so supportive to me and my kids.
Now, this one right here is getting ready to take off to work with YM360, right? When do you take off? You take off Saturday. It's a camp that Lindsay has taken the kids to the past few years and everything, and Sean has got hired on to be part of that staff. So he's going to be going from campsite to campsite, doing fun stuff with the kiddos. So we'll be definitely praying for him. How about you, Jeanette? How can the church support you as a parent?
With prayer. As you know, we're going through a difficult time with Jim, and I just pray that my children will always be good friends, supportive of each other, and my grandchildren and great-grandchildren pray that they will receive Christ, honor him with their lives, and just be kind and loving people.
Awesome. So, yes, let's thank our ladies for helping out. It is a testimony and witness of what God has done, what God continues to do, and I am thankful for you three women, and I'm thankful for all the women here in this worship space, because you allow us to see God in you. And the way that you allow us to see God in your families and God in your testimony to what he has done in your life strengthens us as a community. And through that strengthening, as these ladies have said, we could do all things through Christ who gives us our strength. Let's pray for these women, and let's pray for each other. Let's pray. Dear God, we are thankful for the witness of our moms and for the moms and women around us. As we conclude this time together, we pray that you strengthen these three and strengthen all of the women in our congregation. That way they know you, and that their witness of your love and grace is seen by everyone, so that they may be drawn to your love and your light. God, we thank you for moms. We thank you for the way that they reach out to us and just help us to continue to find ways to reach out to them and give them the support and love and care that they need. So God, we lift this prayer to you. In the name of Jesus, in the presence of Jesus, in the great power of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.